Oh my God.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
It's Judy Sill.
The name of the group, Led Zeppelin.
Liz Phair.
Black Keys.
Hello, my friends.
Here are several fine young men who I'm sure are gonna go far. Ladies and gentlemen, the Ramones.
The Electric Crew.
Thank you.
I can Tina review.
Big Brother and the Holding Company with Janis Joplin.
We apologize. Here they are, the replacement.
It's the balcony.
Yes.
Scott, do you hear what I hear?
I hear Christmas bells. I think there's somebody in a circling pattern over the studio here. I don't know.
Oh, is it St. Nicholas?
I think it might be that guy.
I think
he might be just hanging out ready for that drop, man. He's.
I think you know what he's got in his sack this year?
Bunch
of music.
Oh, my goodness. A lot of really great music. Oh, my goodness, ladies and gentlemen. Hello there. My name is Scott.
I'm Anthony. We're Balcony Radio. Thank you for once again joining us for 104th annual Christmas extravaganza of music and song.
Merry Christmas.
Oh my gosh. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. But mainly this year, we're just going to say it. This is a Merry Christmas year.
This is a very Merry Christmas year, and it's going to be great. And we got a lot of really great music. And oh my God, this is like, I don't know, this is like the ninth time that we've done this, something like that.
Oh yeah, we've done plenty of these. And normally we try to be all inclusive. We do Hanukkah music, we do Kwanzaa music, we even do a song for the pagans. This year, nope. Christmas music.
All Christmas music, and we're having fun with it.
Yeah, so I got to tell you, in real life, so about a year and a half, it's been a while now, about a year and a half ago now, I moved away from our major metropolitan area. And I moved to a very rural community up in the hills.
Yes.
300 miles away from Scott to Balcony North. And up here, we don't say happy holidays up here.
Oh, no.
And this is my second holiday season. And I was just last week at the annual Christmas Town Parade up here with my lady friend. And not once did you hear happy holidays at this month.
Really?
All night long. So, like, that just got me in the spirit. Like, let's just have a Merry Christmas.
That's a great idea.
I mean, neither you or I are very practicing religionistas, but you know what? We're gonna accept the spirit in the spirit of the holiday and just say, you know what? Let's have some cheer, some goodwill, and some good tunes. How's that?
I think that's a great idea, and we've got a great cast of songs and a great list of songs to play for you. And we've picked all of our usual friends and suspects on this, I guess you could say.
Well now there's some new tunes this year, because I always try to mix it up a bit. So there are some songs that we've played before because you just can't get around some of them that are just personal faves. But we are playing some new tunes this year that I found that I had not heard before. And I dug. So
right.
Now this is my gift to you, Scott. Oh. New music here.
Oh my goodness. Okay. New Christmas music. All right. I'm waiting for
There's a couple on the list. There's a couple.
All right. Right on.
Did you know AC/DC had a Christmas song? I did not know AC/DC had a Christmas song until recently.
I did not know that either. Okay.
We'll be playing that today. All right.
Okay.
But anyway, we're going to start out the year, this annual Christmas program, with a couple of songs that we always start the year with, because they're basically the two best Christmas songs. Let's start with them up top. We're going to start with our can I say our favorite Christmas song?
Yes.
I can safely say our favorite Christmas song. Both Scott and I love this tune and are really big fan of this artist. If you want to do yourself a good solid in 2023, go listen to some Robert Earl Keane. He's a wonderful, wonderful songwriter, and it's just going to make your year start out right. So there. That's our recommendation. Listen to more country music.
There you go. Right on. So let's start it out with some Robert Earl Keane. Merry Christmas from the family.
From the family.
All right.
Mom got drunk and Dad got drunk. Party. We were drinking champagne punch and homemade eggnog. Little sister brought her new boyfriend. Tell us sang Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad. Brother Ken brought his kids with him, the three from his first wife Lynn, and the two identical twins from his second wife Marinelle. Of course he brought his new wife Kay, who talks all about AA, chain smoking while the stereo plays Noel, Noel, the first Noel. Caught the turkey, turned the ball game on. Mixed margaritas when the eggnog's gone. Send somebody to the quick pack store. We need some ice and an extension cord. A can of bean dip and some dying rides. A box of tampons, some Marlboro Lights. Hallelujah, everybody say cheese. Merry Christmas from the family. Fran and Rita drove from Harlingen. Remember how I'm kin to them. But when they tried to plug their motor home in, they blew our Christmas lights. Cousin David knew just what went wrong, so we all waited out on our front lawn. He threw a breaker and the lights came on, and we sang Silent Night, oh Silent Night. The turkey, turn the ball game on. Make Bloody Marys, cause we all want one. Send somebody to the stop and go. We need some celery and a can of baked snow. A bag of lemons and some diet Sprites. A box of tampons, some Salem Lights. Hallelujah, everybody say cheese. Merry Christmas from the family. Feliz
touch. only all-night grocery. When what to my wondering eyes should appear in the line is that guy I've been chasing all year. Spending this one alone, he said, need a break, this year's been crazy. I said, me too, but why are you? You mean you forgot cranberries too? Then suddenly we laughed and laughed, caught on to what was happening. That Christmas magic's brought this tale to a very happy end.
Santa Claus! Gifts I'm preparing for some Christmas sharing, but I pause because hang in my stocking, I can hear a knocking. Is that you, Santa Claus? Sure is dark out, ain't the slightest spark out on my clacking jaw. Who's there? Who is it? Stopping for a visit? Is that you, Santa Claus? Are you bringing a present for me? Something pleasantly pleasant for me? That is just what I've been waiting for. Would you mind slipping it under the door? Old winds are howling. Or could that be growling? My legs feel like straw. Yeah, my, oh me, my. Kindly will you reply? Is that you, Santa Claus? Yes, hang in the stocking, I can hear a knocking. Is that you, Santa Claus? You're stopping for a visit? Is that you, Santa Claus? Oh, there, Santa, you gave me a scare. Now stop teasing, cause I know you're there. We don't believe in no goblins today, but I can't explain why I'm shaking that way. Then I can see old Santa in the keyhole. I'll get to the cause. One peek and I'll try there. Oh, there's an eye there. Is that you, Santa Claus? Please, please, I pay to my knees. Say that's you, Santa Claus. That's him, all right.
Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney. Boo, boo, poor me.
Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney. Stuck in my chimney, stuck in my chimney. Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney when he came last year.
Poor Santa Claus.
Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney. Stuck in my chimney, stuck in my chimney. Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney. He won't come back, I fear. There he was in the middle of the chimney, roly-poly, fat and round. There he was in the middle of the chimney, not quite up and not quite down. Santa Santa, please come back to my chimney, back to my chimney, back to my chimney. Santa, please come back to my chimney. You can come back here.
Please do,
'cause Daddy made a brand new chimney just for you this year.
Why, just last Christmas Eve, she waited up for Santa to drop by.
But I nearly missed him, and here's the reason why. Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney, stuck in my chimney, stuck in my chimney. Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney. He won't come back, I fear. There he was in the middle of the chimney, roly-poly, fat and round. There he was in the middle of the chimney, not quite up and not quite down. Santa, please come back to my chimney, back to my chimney, back to my chimney. Santa, please come back to my chimney. You can come back here, 'cause Daddy made a brand new chimney just for you this year.
Santa Claus, come on down the chimney, please come back this year.
Maybe this Christmas will mean something more. Maybe this year, love will appear deeper than ever before. And maybe forgiveness will ask us to call someone we love, someone we've lost, for reasons we can't quite recall. Maybe this Christmas, maybe there'll be an open door. Maybe the star that shone before will shine once more. Christmas will find us at last in heavenly peace, grateful at least for the love we've been shown in the past. Oh, maybe this Christmas, maybe this Christmas.
Nice, Mr. Ron Sexsmith, and maybe this Christmas, who knows, maybe, yes.
You never know.
You there never know, yeah. And it was a really nice song. I don't think we've ever played that before, have we?
No, we have not, Scott. See, there are a couple of them that set we've never played.
Yes.
And I will point them out to you as I list off the names and artists who performed the songs in the first.
Thank you very much.
We started with Robert Earl Keane, balcony hero, very, very talented artist, great songwriter, doing Merry Christmas from the Family, the world's greatest Christmas song.
Yep.
Such a good song that when you search on Spotify and look up cover versions, they're all great. Like, Brooks and Dunn does a cover version.
Really?
Or is it Montgomery Gentry? I think it's Montgomery Gentry. One of those. One of those, like, two-handed country artists from the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jill Sobule does a version that's very good. And I think there's a couple other ones, but it's just such an impossible song to mess up because it's so good.
Christmas with the Family. No, it's a really very simple song, and it has it's you know, it's a universal message, you know.
No matter where you are, there's rednecks, and you know them.
Exactly.
That really you're related to them.
That's right. You might be one of them.
and if you think you're not, you're it, right? And then we moved on to one of our other favorite Christmas songs, The Waitresses with Christmas Wrapping. I adore that song. That's when you know Christmas is happening, when you start hearing that one being played out in the wild.
Yep, oof. Yep, that's right.
Love that song. And then we played a couple of new ones for us. I'm pretty sure we've never played Zatchy Santa Claus by Louis Armstrong, but
not that version. I think we've played the version by
did we play the Buster Poindexter version?
Buster Poindexter, yes.
I'm sure we did one year. We must have. Yeah. But that's from Louis Armstrong, who is, of course, one of the greatest things that's ever happened in music. Then on to a couple of songs that we have not played on the Christmas show before. Ella Fitzgerald with the song Fat Shaming Santa Claus. Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney. I love the message. Come back next year, Santa. We'll reinforce it for you.
That's right. Daddy's built a bigger chimney so you can get right down.
Yeah, bigger just means wider. Yeah. Up there with Ron Sexsmith, who is an artist that never really connected here in America, put out a bunch of records in England where he's much larger, much more well-known. I wouldn't say he's a big star, but he's more well-known as singer-songwriter over there than here. Mm-hmm. And that was a song of his called Maybe This Christmas. And I always liked Ron a lot.
And he's from Canada, too, as a matter of fact.
Is he from Canada? I thought he was from England.
No, he's from I know the Niagara region of Canada.
Really? Because I know he first hit over there. And, like, he was one of those artists that went to England. Mm-hmm. Or, like, because remember, he was, like, a crossover artist because he was really big over there. And then, like, they tried to break him in America, like, when I was in high school and college. And it didn't happen.
Didn't work. Oh, I see. So, yeah, but, Canadian gentleman.
Look at that. Did not know that. I thought he was English. Anywho, so there's that. Let's move on to the next set.
Right on.
And what better song to start off with? So, Scott. Then what's the reason for the season?
Oh my God! It's got to be
literally. Yeah, you just
can I,
it
can
right
I say
there.
The name? Can I say the name? Jesus yes, Christ! Oh my God! Jesus. It's time.
People
for
forget
Jesus.
It's not Santa's birthday. It's Jesus' birthday.
It's Jesus' birthday, most definitely.
So we're gonna play a song by one of I can say again our right one of our favorite bands, Big Star.
Absolutely.
Oh, adore this band. They're so wonderful. This is a song from, I believe this is on their third album? Third? I think it's on third. I don't remember. They all kind of blur together because I got the box set. So, they're just one massive collection of songs to me. But doesn't matter. Any Big Star recording that you can get, check out. They're such a wonderful band. This is a song called Jesus Christ.
Thank you. Greeting cards have all been sent. The Christmas rush is through, but I still have one wish to make, a special one for you. Merry Christmas, darling. We're apart, that's true, but I can dream, and in my dreams I'm Christmasing with you. Holidays are joyful, there's always something new, but every day's a holiday when I'm near to you. The lights on my tree, I wish you could see, I wish it every day. Lords on the farm, fill me with desire to see you and to say that Christmas, darling. Happy New Year to
ones you love, to sit around fireside and dream of stars above. So may God bless you and keep you, come what may. Then every day will be a happy day. ones you love to sit around fireside and dream of stars above. So may God bless you and keep you, come what may. And every day will be a happy
I would hang up my stocking at Christmas, open my presents and I'd be glad. But the last time I played Father Christmas, I stood outside a department store. A gang of kids came over and mugged me and knocked my reindeer to the floor. He said, Father Christmas, give us some money. Don't mess around with those silly toys. My sister a cuddly toy. We don't want a Jinx or a Monopoly money. We only want the real McCoy. Father Christmas, give us some money. We'll beat you up if you make us annoy. Father Christmas, give us some money. Don't mess around with those silly toys. But give my daddy a job, cause he needs one. He's got lots of mouths to feed. But if you've got what I have, machine gun, so I can scare all the kids on the street. Father Christmas, give us some money. We got no time for your silly toys. We'll beat you up if you don't hand it over. We want your bread, so don't make us annoy. Give all the toys to the little rich boy. Remember the kids who got nothing while you're drinking down your wine. Father Christmas, give us some money. We got no time for your silly toys. Father Christmas, please hand it over. We'll beat you up, so don't make us annoy. Father Christmas, give us some money. Don't mess around with those silly toys. We'll beat you up, don't hand it over. We want your bread, so don't make us annoy. Give all the toys to the little rich boy.
There you go.
There we go.
The kids. Just,
you got it in time there.
Yes. It's tough switching here. I'm switching around.
I understand. I'm not complaining.
Those were the Kinks and Father Christmas, a regular on the show.
Yes, yes. I love that song. It just rocks, and it's got a great message, which is give me your money and your toys.
And keep your toys.
Yeah, that's right. Keep your toys. And give me your money, though.
Yes. Oh, that's fun, man. I always like that.
Read off the set that time?
I think I can do that here. A couple of surprises in there. But we started out with Big Star, a favorite band here on Balcony Radio, a favorite of ours in the cult status arena. Big Star and a song called Jesus Christ, the birthday that we're celebrating on Christmas, of course.
Yes.
And then right after that, we had a great one from the Carpenters, a really sweet song called Merry Christmas, Darling. That's another beautiful song. All these songs are just classic Christmas songs, and they should be thoroughly recognized for their beauty and their joy, no doubt about it. And that was the Carpenters, like I said, Merry Christmas, Darling. And then right after that, we picked things up with Irma Thomas and May Every Day Be Christmas For You. Nice swinging blues take on Christmas there. That's really sweet from Irma Thomas. And then we had from Tokyo, Japan, we had Shonen Knife right after that with Space Christmas. I really liked that. That was fun.
Yeah, I did too.
That was really cool. From Shonen Knife. And then a surprise on the show that I wasn't expecting from AC/DC. Mistress with the Christmas. Or Mistress What is it? I want a mistress for Christmas. That's it. And so that was Brian Johnson and AC/DC banging it out there for Christmas. That was pretty cool.
Really?
Really like that. And then the Kinks finished it up there with a classic from them and Father Christmas. So that was cool. There you go. And we're moving along here on our Christmas show. That was a really nice set. I like that. That AC/DC song was pretty cool.
I know. I love that we're still finding Christmas music out there that is surprising. That was what I'd never heard before. And it will be appearing in the Christmas show probably forever now.
I think so. I think it's going to be a regular entry.
Song, and AC/DC is just such a great band, and hearing them do a Christmas song makes me laugh. And it being like a non-tongue-in-cheek song, like it being an actual like straight-up AC/DC song.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, they did it. They did it in their style, and that was pretty amazing. I don't know when they recorded that, but that was
Blue. I think it was in the early 90s, if I remember from what the video said.
Okay.
It was around the time they did Razor's Edge, I think.
Ah, okay. All right. Are we going to do a couple of plug-a-roos here?
Should I do that?
I can take care of it.
Yeah, go for it. How about it? Please.
I shall. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a couple of quick things here, and we'll move right along until we'll get back to the Christmas music. First off, our email address is balconyradio@gmail.com. Balconyradio@gmail.com. You can send stuff. We'll reply. It's fun. balconyradio@gmail.com. There's also a website. It's called balconyradio.com, and that's fun too because there's a stream going on there that we have 24/7, and Monday through Friday we play just about everything we have in our 65,000 or so track collection, and then on Saturdays and Sundays we narrow things down to jazz. So we try and keep everything light and happy and certainly good for the home or the office. Good for the nursery, good for the office, as they say. So you can listen to that stream. All the songs are very well vetted. So that's proud. We're proud to say that. I really like that. So that's the stream. That's at balconyradio.com. And you can also listen to all of our past episodes there. We have 24 shows to choose from, and including the 101 series, which is our program of the, what do we call it? The nouns of rock and roll, the nouns of music, the who, what, and where. And so we pick a topic and we do it. Musically, we do a music tribute to them on the 101 series, so you can check those out. Those are all there at balconyradio.com, and my voice is going away. I think that cold is catching up with me again. And let's see, we're also on the social media networks. First off, we are on Instagram. We are at Balcony Radio, so you can check out Instagram as well. Check out Instagram. We are at Balcony Radio. We are also on Facebook as well, is what I meant to say. Facebook, we are facebook.com/balconyradiofm. Just put in Balcony Radio on the Facebook page, and we pop right up there. And we post all of our new shows. We post all kinds of articles on Facebook and have a lot of fun all around, and we don't do Twitter, so don't even bother to go there. So anyway, you can check us out there on the pages, balconyradio.com, on the social media network, and blah, 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 blah. There you go.
Yeah, there you go. And, exactly.
And the email address, balconyradio@gmail.com. Fun.
Mail us all your music needs and wants there.
Yeah. That's right. Exactly.
Yes, we'll consider us the year-round Santa Clauses of music. Santa Claus?
We bring you one prize after another. That's right.
The Santa Clai of music.
The
yes.
Santa Clausen.
I like yours. Yeah, Santa Clausen.
Yeah, there you go.
Clausenberg here.
Clausenberg. So we're moving along. What do we got now coming up here?
Let's get back to the tunes. We're going to get back to something I found a couple years ago and is now in the rotation as a song that we play every year because it is, one, a banger, two, it hits home, and three, did I mention it's a banger? This is May with a song called I'll Be Stoned for Christmas. Christmas night.
things. So hit me up and tell me what you got. I've been chilling with my parents, they're driving me mad. So I'm trying to get lifted with you now. We roll up my cousin's stash in the wild at the party, yeah, we're having a blast. So fill my cup to the top, light me up to the heart. I'll be stoned for the rest.
when he hears us sing, sing, singing. Down the chimney he will come with his great big smile, and he'll find that even the kiddies are swinging in a latest style.
Oh,
what is Santa bringing?
Oh,
I wonder whether he'll be swinging everywhere in the land. All the people will be singing,
la la di da, yay!
Now what is Santa Claus gonna say when he finds everybody swinging? Oh, what will Santa Claus say when he finds everybody swinging? What will Santa Claus say when he hears us sing, sing, singing? Down the chimney he will come, he will come, da 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 da.
Oh,
what is Santa bringing?
Oh,
I wonder whether he'll be swinging everywhere in the land. All the people will be singing, la la di da. Oh, hey, hey. What is Santa Claus gonna say when he finds everybody swinging?
Surprise, lights
out the pine tree and more out the shade. And now the name Jesus who was born on Christmas Day.
Jesus who was born on Christmas Day.
And now the name Jesus who was born on Christmas Day.
Jesus who was born on Christmas Day.
And now the name Jesus who was born on Christmas Day.
Jesus who was born on Christmas Day.
And now the name Jesus who was born on Christmas Day.
Jesus who was born on Christmas.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to get things straightened up here.
I know. No, that one got me.
I know. That was a beauty.
Oh, that one got me.
That was right. That was just
El Corazon.
Too amazing. All I Want for Christmas is You.
That was a great song. One, two, three, four. Oh, that's right. Oh, I was miscounting there. I thought we were playing six in that set. That one's my mistake. So let's read it off. Are you ready? All you ready?
Yes. Yes. Go right ahead.
There we go. I was waiting for my cue there. I was waiting for Dasher and Dancer. So we'll start with Dent May with doing a great song. Still have no idea who Dent May is. Never heard another song of his. Don't need another song of his because he wrote the perfect tune. It's called I'll Be Stoned for Christmas. And it hits home every year.
That's right.
Hitting home this very moment.
What a very, very unusual song that is. That is for sure. We played that. I think the first time we played that was last year, and it's kind of unusual. It's a very strange song.
I love it. It's a perfect song.
Oh, yes.
It's a very rare occurrence, perfect song. And then we moved on to a new song that I recently found, a band I'd never, ever heard of, the Darnells, doing a song called Santa Teach Me to Dance. I love that one. And then we moved on to Balcony Forefather, Louis Prima, mm-hmm. one of our oldest and dearest heroes. What a freaking wild man he is.
Oh, yeah.
Doing a song called What Will Santa Claus Say? Love that one. And then we moved on to a band that I'm not super big on. I think you are a fan of, right? Do you like Squeeze, Scott?
No, I would not call myself a huge fan of Squeeze. They've done a couple of good songs. But
you like them more than I do, I think.
Dilford and Tilbrook are great songwriters, and they've written some pretty good pop songs along the way.
The fact that you know their names proves that you were more interested in them than I. they're okay. The band is called Squeeze. The song was called Christmas Day. That was a really groovy one. And I finished up there with a lovely song called All I Want for Christmas Is You by Vince Vance and the Valiants. Ah.
Amazing. Really that amazing.
That is mistletoe music right there, Scott.
So that's where Mariah got her song from, isn't that correct? That's right.
I think that's...
That's the song that Mariah does as well.
It's committed heresy by saying anything bad about that song, Mariah, that song.
Well, she does a great version of it.
It's the same title, but it's not the same song.
Is it?
No, it's not. No, All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Oh, okay. All right.
No, it's a different song. Same title.
Okay, same song, different title. Okay.
What might have happened is Mariah might have been listening to some Christmas music and heard the title of that great title, Nick That.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Who knows? But nevertheless, it's still a really beautiful song.
Yeah, both songs are great.
Yeah. It's wonderful to play this music, play it every year, and do a Christmas show is so much fun. I really love doing it.
I mean, we're not excluding other cultures or other faiths or interests at the holidays. We just sometimes you just got to bear with the fact that 90% of music recorded for the season is Christmas music, and a lot of it is really great, and we're still just touching the tip of the iceberg with what's interesting that's out there. Like every year around this time I just start playing because I made like a master list of all the songs that we've ever had on the Christmas show, and it's like 250 song playlist that's on our YouTube page.
Oh really?
And oops, that we never advertise that we have a YouTube, but because we don't put anything on it. I love this kind of music, and it's just so much fun. And sorry, no Hanukkah music this year, no nothing. It's just going to be this way because deal with it.
It's wonderful. That's just the way it is. We just
problem with it. Everyone's probably going to realize, ho ho ho. All right.
It's for the family, it's Christmas time, so let's play some more Christmas music.
So just like Scott said, let's play some more Christmas music. We're going to play an artist that we are both very fond of and from a really, really great record, probably one of the best Christmas records of the last decade or so. The band is called Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. The song is called Just Another Christmas Song. Check it out.
This is great.
Just another Christmas song with this. get Nero and push pull down the bio. I wanna see the Christmas tree, dance old Pedro, have a big time and cut a shine where all will be gale. Oh, Santa Claus will come tonight down on the bio. Papa Noel will bring the bells and all will be gale. I'm gonna be at the Christmas tree with Mama Sharon Beale. So ring the chime, it's Christmas time, and pick the old banjo. Oh, Santa Claus will come tonight down on the bio. See Minor Nan and Mopperan, I know they'll all be there. See Oak Coon and the Moon, Clay Bear and Jojo. See Joe Rivette on my sweet pet and get me some sugar. Oh, Santa Claus will come tonight down on the bio. So roll the rug, let's kiss and hug and let's all be gay. Oh, Merry Christmas to you all and a happy Bonanero. I'm gonna dance all through the night till daylight with my bebo. Oh, Santa Claus will come tonight down on the bio. Wants a pushy on a pistolet and yo-yo. My Joe Rivette, oh my sweet pet, more Charamio. Oh, Aunt Deuce will cook the goose and she will serve the gumbo. Oh, Santa Claus will come tonight down on the bio. Papa Noel will bring the bells and all will be gale. I'm gonna be at the Christmas tree with Mama Charamio. So ring the chimes, it's Christmas time, and pick the old band. Come tonight, I die on the bio.
outside, shoveling snow in the driveway, driveway. Taking our shoes, riding a sled down the hillside, hillside. Can you say what you want? Can you say what you want to be? What you
you. I was
Yes, indeed. Very nice indeed. There you go, Darlene Love, taking it to the very end. And, oh, my goodness, one of the greatest Christmas songs of all time, no doubt about that. And, oh, my God, yeah, baby, please come home. Baby, please come home. That's all I got to say.
I think it might be the greatest Christmas song, right? Like
up there. It's in that range. It's top three, I think.
Very difficult to beat. Such a wonderful song. And oh my gosh, this really, the season is not complete until you've heard Darlene Love do that song.
Oh, of
that's
so.
The way it makes it Christmas.
Oh yeah, 100%. 100%. Yeah. So that puts the capper on everything.
There we go. So let me read off that set.
Yeah.
Let's see. We started with, did we start with the Brenda Lee song? I believe we did. No, we started with Sharon Jones.
That's right.
We started with Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings from their great, 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 great Christmas record. It's a Holiday Soul Party. We played a tune called Just Another Christmas Song. Really dug that one. And then one of the better songs of the night, I really, really like this Brenda Lee song, Papa Noel. Her young girl voice back when she was really, really small when she first started out.
Yeah.
Had her singing all these cutesy tunes, and that one really fit her voice really well. Mm-hmm. And then, oh man, Santa Claus by The Sonics.
Now that's some serious rocking from Seattle, ladies and gentlemen, right there. Yeah, that is for sure.
Oof. The weather's bad. Crank it up. Enjoy your Christmas.
That's right.
And then we moved on to an artist who we have hit or miss feelings on, but that one was all right. Sufjan Stevens with a song called "That Was the Worst Christmas Ever," a holiday diorama. He can always be counted on for a wonderfully titled song. That you can always give him, right?
That's right. We'll give him that. But I like Sufjan Stevens. You know, he's all right.
I do too. I just recently heard. Did you see Scott? He announced he's not going to make the other 48 records in that project.
I read that. Yeah, I saw.
Really let down. Like that's a real bummer. Okay. Yeah, I know. Well, let's talk about that off air because that's a real music nerd conversation.
That certainly is.
Yeah, a real bummer. Anyway, and then we played a song called another one that I just found this year, "Merry Christmas, Loopy Lou" by a band called The Kaisers. Really, really dug that one.
Sounding strangely like the Beatles, I would say.
It did, right?
They sounded very strongly like the Beatles.
And then we finished up there with Ms. Darlene Love and Christmas Baby, Please Come Home from the eternal Phil Spector, A Christmas Gift for You record, which we also recommend. That is guaranteed. You got to listen to it this time of year. It's such a great album.
100% Christmas all the way. And there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That is our Christmas program for 2022. Oh my God, this was fun. I had so much fun listening to this. You picked some great music, Anthony. No doubt about that. Some great stuff.
Thank you very much. Man, it's always good to celebrate another Christmas, another year doing radio with you, my friend.
Absolutely.
Do you have any Christmas wishes as we get out of here, Scott?
I just like to say thank everybody for listening to our shows and everything, and hope that it continues on into the next year. And as the year wears on, I hope things get a lot better here at Balcony Radio. I think I'm going to try and do a lot more and do some improvements and make the website a lot better, I think.
Oh, I love that idea. Look at this. It's got with a project.
A project on my mind. Lots of things on my mind, that's for sure.
Love it. So,
how about you?
And
what
as
do you,
always,
what
my gift is, my idea is just buy more music. Listen to more music. If you have a local record store, go there.
Yes, absolutely. And that's another thing. I've been filling out my collection with too much vinyl over the last year.
Every time I come over, you've got a new stack of records, and I ask you, why did you buy this?
It didn't cost a lot.
They're like $7 for $10, that's why.
Yeah, that's right. Kind of cheap, man, and they play great.
That was your answer last time when I was holding up the entire Jay Giles discography that you had just purchased. Why are you buying this? Because the whole set was available, and I understood completely what you meant by that.
It was available, and it didn't cost a lot, so there you go.
I get that. Okay. If you're going to buy one, you might as well have all of them.
There you go.
It's $10 for like 30 records, you might as well.
That's right. Absolutely. So,
anyway, thank you for listening.
Yes.
We're going to get out of here, and we're going to end with not a Christmas song, but a song for New Year's. with an artist that we are. What are your thoughts on this artist, Scott? Regina Spektor.
I respect her a lot. I respect Spektor, and she's one of the greatest ever. She's a true icon, no doubt about it.
She's very cool. She's not for everyone, which Scott and I respect. And we're going to finish up here with a great tune by the artist Regina Spektor, and this is called My Dear Acquaintance, A Happy New Year. And that's what we say to you as we ask you to leave. Kindly leave.
See ya! Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, get out!
Strength of your hand that is loving and giving, and a happy new year with love overflowing, with joy in our hearts for the blessed new year. Raise your glass and we'll have a cheer for us all who are gathered here, and a happy new year to all that is living, to all that is gentle, kind, and forgiving. Raise your glass and we'll have a cheer, my dear acquaintance, a happy new year. Grow fonder and fonder. Hail to those who we hold so dear, and hail to those who are gathered here. And a happy new year to all that is living, to all that is gentle, young, and forgiving. Raise your glass and we'll have a cheer, my dear acquaintance, a happy new year. Happy New Year.
We have lots of records.
Oh,
Italy. We like to play records.
Lou Reed.
Isley Brothers.
We have so many records.
The Chambers Brothers.
Jerry Lee Lewis.
We like to play home records.
Yusuf Islam is Cat Stevens.
For the record, it's Balcony Radio.